Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, everybody. This is Nick Norris coming to you from Pillows and Beer. Here is part two of our interview with Paige DeSorbo. We're going to kick it off right where Austin and Paige are trying to teach Craig how to say her last name.
DeSorbo.
Well, yeah, because it's a fucking
it's an S. It's capitalized.
It's a freaking fracking S.
Capitalized.
How do you say then?
Paige DeSorbo.
DeSorbo?
Capital D, lowercase E, capital S.
I blend DeSorbo. Like, I would just
DeSorbo.
Anything with an S, I'd be looks like DeSorbo.
Looks like fast. Craig's giving you the lowercase D tonight after that comment.
All right, Austin, read us into part two. Let everyone know why they're here.
Part two? Are we just going ham?
No, we're just, this is enough for two parts.
Yeah.
Paige, you
Well,
are.
Then you don't have to record twice.
I know.
For 2 weeks.
Wait, is that what that means? True.
Oh, no. We don't have to record twice, but then you just have like a piece. It's a
hey, there's going to be Paige DeSorbo, part one. Paige. I'm never going to say it right. Paige DeSorbo, part one.
That was
Paige
right.
Paige DeSorbo.
This is why girls is get married now. And change their last names, because guys are fucking idiots.
Paige DeSorbo, part two.
No. I don't want to use
We've
it on
never
this.
Had a
I, might
part
actually, I might actually use this at some point in my future.
You're talking about Saturday.
What Saturday?
Are we going to ask us a weird question?
Well, no. About marriage, right?
Would I change my last name?
No, not that, but that's interesting. And you definitely answer.
Okay, yes, answer I've been traditional in certain situations, and that's one of them.
Do you hate how Paige Aldi Conover sounds?
No.
Aldi. It's your middle name?
Aldi. A-U-D-I.
A-U-D-I.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it is.
Do you know what Craig's middle name is?
Altman.
Yeah, interesting.
You're the only other.
No, yours
other...
is too.
With an F.
Frederick.
Who was that?
It's Frederick? No, I thought it was something else with an F. Frederick?
Frederick. Frederick Altman Audie.
Yeah. I know Austin's. Well, because after we lost the newlyweds.
That sounds like
to
he's
you,
the we were president
like,
of the
kind
United
of,
States.
Yes.
Frederick Altman Audie, the third runs shit.
Austin, makes you look like happen. A professional podcaster right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you do.
Look at this.
That's right.
Backwards hat, hoodie.
And that cup.
Set up with the fucking mic.
Craig, I've never felt more at home.
Fuck off, Joe Rogan.
Awesome.
It's all about Austin Kroll in 2022.
Tell Austin about our penguin. Have you heard about this?
Have you heard?
I'm going to pretend no.
Oh.
Wait, did I tell you?
Who told you?
No.
Well, the only person who could ever tell me would be either you or Craig.
I was really
who do you think it was?
Okay, so for Christmas, I...
Which this brings us into a conversation, because if I ever bought, when I buy Paige, if...
Have you not bought my Christmas present?
I'm talking about an engagement ring. I would have to pick it up from the store and propose that day. Point of the story is
that you can't keep a secret.
Can't
if
a secret.
I buy Go. Gifts like now,
yeah.
then I'd have to tell her what they were.
And that's how
she
I am.
Did this.
Yeah.
So I was like racking my brain on what to get Craig. Obviously, I bought him an entirely new wardrobe because
everything that he wears, Paige, don't think for one goddamn second that I don't know when Craig shows up wearing something better than mine. I'm like, Paige got you this, motherfucker.
It's not the same sweater you've worn for 2 years.
Yeah. And then he comes wearing some like stylish, sweater.
If I see that navy plaid button up one more time.
Dude.
You mean the flannel?
Yeah, the flannel.
They're called flannels.
Whatever.
Well.
Whatever it's called, it should be in the trash. So I was like, okay, obviously I'm going to get him like some material items. But I wanted to get something really, really thoughtful and special. So I was trying to get this one gift, contacted literally the head of the company. I saw the sewing machine in the window of a store, and it was clear, like Lucite clear sewing machine. So you could see like the inner workings of it. And I just thought it was like a very cool, almost like art piece. Couldn't find it, contacted the company. They couldn't find one anyway. So I'm thinking about like, what does Craig love that would be sentimental? And it is animals. So I wanted to adopt him a penguin, which I found out that on an episode of Vanderpump Rules, Sheena adopted her boyfriend a penguin.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's why you did it?
No, no, before, but I didn't know that. But I don't think she didn't adopt it the way I did. Because you can adopt a penguin, like in quotation.
Like buying a star, yeah.
Yeah, where it's like you're just kind of.
What sort of penguin?
You're just kind of donating to the charity. What? So
it's an African penguin.
So I wanted a penguin that, like, we could name it. We would get like updates on it. So I found this website. Like
really adopting a penguin.
Yeah. And so they raise you, and I got him a penguin egg, and it will hatch in like 30 days, and we will get picture updates, so and we will name hatched. It. No, he hasn't hatched yet.
The first one in January. Okay, Paige, I hate to break it to you because I know Craig very well. Mm-hmm. Craig has already named the penguin. He definitely has in his mind. He knows exactly what he wants to name it, and he's not even going to ask you. He's just going to be like, "When it's hatching, like it's going to be something stupid."
No,
as shit,
we named it
like
together.
Bubbles. We did not name it together.
It's going to be something.
Oh, you had a separate name.
Stupid.
No, Austin just said my name to the penguin.
Is it Bubbles?
I thought Bubbles, but Paige had a different name.
Why did I think that? Wait, you tell me that?
I probably told you that. At the gym.
I was like, that's what you're about.
That's what we talk about at the gym. Yeah.
I already had a name. See, that's why we date, because I'm so similar. I was already like,
exactly.
I'm going to name
it. Okay.
I
already have a name. What was your name?
You was just, what was you your were name? Eating like
pimento cheese Conover.
Oh my God. Wait. Okay. Okay. That's funny.
I mean, that's funny. Our penguin's name. It's
what about
gender neutral?
What about Bubbles Conover?
That'll be have to be our
that's their stripper
animal.
Name. So it's Pimento Cheese Conover,
our
and then when
is
he
not
grows up,
be a stripper. But you know what they do?
I'm not. You come from a good family. You raised
you
right.
Have
so
values.
I was giving our production drivers handful of leaves and rocks this weekend, just because
you were drunk.
It's really funny to hand people handfuls of stuff, and they just like open their hand and they're.
He
what
paid
the fuck?
Our Uber driver in leaves.
Well, it was a fake Uber driver, but yeah, sure.
You're a fake Uber driver.
But then I like, Lauren was like, someone was upset and I gave her a handful of rocks. And Austin's like, you know, that's what how penguins flirt with each other.
Is it?
They walk up and they go.
Penguins court one another, some penguins, and they give them like shiny
objects. And then
and
they go
like, oh.
And then they walk away.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and then they're like,
my God, I love them even more.
Yeah, they're like, do you want to bang or nah?
Here's my rock. And then they walk away.
Oh my God. And then they have a baby. Imagine if real life was that easy.
Tonight? Is this
not tonight?
I'm feeling the chemistry here. It's palpable.
No, not tonight.
We'll have a fake baby. We have a stuffed animal named Remy. The world doesn't know about Remy yet. But.
Yeah, we have a stuffed animal that we share custody of. Yeah. It's really weird over here in the Conover home.
Beaver. I don't know. But yeah, so anyway, she got us a penguin. We have 2 years to go meet it in Sweden. If we don't,
yeah,
they
raise it for 2 years and then they let it out into the wild.
So if you don't, I mean,
I've paid the fee for the 2 years.
I can't imagine that most people meet their penguins.
Well, this is why I really did it, Austin, because I am a crazy girlfriend. So in the case that Craig and I ever do break up, he will be getting emails for 2 years about pimento cheese Conover. And if he does have a new girlfriend, the penguin will ask, where is his real mom? And she's not it. And so I want him to remember me, just in case.
Paige, with the freaking diabolical Christmas
diabolical
gift. I love it. I am here for it. And I will father that child in Craig's absence. Don't you forget it.
I mean, Charleston, yeah. If I fuck over Paige, the formula of Charleston, the natural progression of things is you start dating her.
Yeah, I mean.
That's your
don't even,
contract.
Yeah, don't even count in reality TV, just Charleston.
Just Charleston.
Austin and I will have an engagement party at some point that you'll be invited to.
We'll be there, and they'll be like, this isn't normal.
Yes. Yeah.
We can all fairly say that, all reality TV aside, in Charleston, the normal progression would be, if me and Paige don't work out, it's usually the guy's fault. Her and Austin will get married, and I will be at the wedding with like a college chick.
Yeah,
I mean that's just Charleston.
And then Craig will be like, "Yeah, that was my past.
And
Austin, don't worry about it.
Austin's ex
is in my past.
Austin's ex would be officiating the wedding.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the only priest in town now.
Yeah.
No, I will say this
is fiance's over there. Being like, good job, buddy.
Town, right?
This is a weird town. Yeah. It is weird, and New York City is weird for different reasons. You guys are Charleston is actually just
1 million people in Manhattan.
Charleston is one big college.
Oh, it's a yeah. I mean, It's not a college town when you're in college. It stays a college town.
Yeah, the amount of times I've heard you be like, oh, I went to college with her, and like...
Or it's so much. It's like, Craig will see someone walking down the street, and I'll be like, yeah, she and my buddy, they cheated on each other, and she has a kid with this other friend of mine, and they're still together, but like, I hooked up with her at some point in that period, too. I'm like, oh my God, Craig, what? And he's like, I know. This town's weird.
Literally, the craziest stories I've ever heard are from Charleston. We were with one of his friends, and she was like, oh, was that the guy that threw his girlfriend out the window? And they were like, no, different guy. And then they kept going. And I was like, you have to stop the story because I'm still paused at the guy that threw his girlfriend out the window.
No. An ex-girlfriend of mine called me today, told me about another ex-girlfriend of mine. And I was like, why are you calling me? And she was like, I just feel that you'd want to know the story, you know, karma. And I was like,
ex-girlfriend
calling me,
so
talking about
the weirdest place you've been.
This is so much, so much.
This is definitely one of the weirdest cities I've socialized in.
Austin and I.
That was nice.
Want to know the last time I saw my ex? The day we broke up, like a normal fucking human.
Hit something. Sound, Craig. Like.
Oh, which one do I want? We'll be. No, I was off because I was going to say that Austin and I, the fact that we've been
with a rim shot,
like, more than one person, more than one of the same people, is just crazy. And like, I took Paige in a bar once and I was like, oh, she's probably not serving you because.
Yeah, I was like,
oh, Jesus.
I was like, what's the deal in this bar?
But Paige. No, that's rimshot. Anyway, no, it's wild. And then I ended up dating someone that like Austin had introduced me to because they had met. Like, it's not. Is this the craziest town you've been in? Because you did say that. Like, the last time you saw your ex was when you broke up.
Craig, this like, just happened.
Like most people in the country.
It's the craziest town. The last time.
Also,
I saw my ex,
you guys are so like switch on and off.
Friends?
No.
As lovers?
Oh my God, no.
Well, also not as
I'm
lovers?
Saying
or?
Like, in this town, you will date someone and then have to be like, well, they've dated my friend, or they've dated, like, they've hooked up with my friend, or like, it's just weird dynamics. And confidently say, if my friend has even looked at a guy and been like, I think he's hot, I might make out with him, automatically off to me.
To a girl's credit here, there's only like five guys that like girls to every one single girl.
Okay, so.
Interesting.
Is that why you came to New York?
Wait, there's only five girls.
To one guy.
Yeah, five girls and one guy.
Okay, in New York, it's that too. There's more girls than guys.
This is actually genius because Shep found Taylor when she first moved here. Okay. In
a lonely place.
She didn't end up with anybody. Craig dates you, who lives in New York City.
But you haven't hooked up with anyone that lives here.
Oh, boy.
I've not hooked up with any of your friends.
No, but you've hooked up in Charleston.
What?
Oh my God. I had a boyfriend 4 years before I dated Craig, and we happened to one time come to Charleston. Craig can't forget it.
Craig's like, ah, the stench of your sex is still reeking in Charleston.
I'm like, what in? Because he took me somewhere, and I was like, oh, I think I've been here before. And he was like, with who?
Oh,
and I was like, what?
I'll own it. I like Paige, and it's
yeah, you don't want to hear it. Okay.
But yeah, you're right. I hooked up with some. Look, I think you have to go out of town at our age to like find someone to date.
I would guess that.
She's a New Yorker. And yes, Shep found Taylor right when she got here.
Later.
I have a beyond perfect example. Sierra and I roll into Winter House. We're looking at all the single eligible men within the house.
Oh, this is nice.
You're looking at me
juicy.
Too.
Shut up, Craig.
She turns to me and says, I think Austin's cute. Immediately in my mind, you became disgusting to me. Like, it was just never thought in my head.
Jeez.
But no, but Austin will tell you that that's how I feel.
Is it?
Other than one time.
Is it though?
Okay.
Yeah. Is it though?
But if you like someone, I wouldn't hook up with them.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's just being a normal person though. So I don't get how people here just date everyone's friends.
Well,
yeah, we're going to take a makeout break and we'll be right back.
All right. And welcome back to part two with the incomparable Paige DeSorbo, as Craig doesn't even know. Craig doesn't even know his own girlfriend's last name.
Austin, I'm going to tell you something. You have a very extensive vocabulary.
Thank you.
You've used some things in certain sentences and conversation that I haven't known what it meant, but I've never said it.
You know, it's funny. We'll never hear that from people that we hang out
know
with.
Him.
No, of course. Of course, because for some reason they all choke. Yeah. And Shep's like, I use words that I don't even know what they mean, but everyone thinks I'm smart.
Yeah, and be like, that's like good communication. That I you have, can just use a word that no one knows what you're saying.
I have heard Shep say some words where I'm like, if you think I know what the fuck that means.
Right. And, so and it doesn't impress
communication
me.
That I have to turn, while he's yelling at me, that I have to turn to Austin.
Okay,
to like, you know,
anyways, guys, welcome to part two. Okay, I hope you're still listening because we're still hanging out and we're doing all the things that we were doing in part one, just drunker. A little drunker. Yeah.
Hey, we love exactly. to hear from you though. We've just recently found out.
Craig, you got
to
be on. Boom boom was the key for that.
Exactly. And just a little drunker when Paige and I said at the same time. There you go.
Look, Taylor, Shep's girlfriend.
Who's lovely.
And she's not just Taylor. She's Taylor. No. Fuck. She's not just Shep's girlfriend.
She's Taylor.
As Austin says, she's Taylor.
That's right.
She is lovely.
She listens to our podcast. And I was like, wait, as a friend, you listen to the podcast? And she does. And look, we love hearing that, guys. So shout us out at theboys@pillowsandbeer.com. Shoot us an email with your listener questions. We also now in our new studio.
Should I text Taylor and have her be our first caller?
She can call in right now if she'd like. And we'll
right
hear
now?
It. Yeah, in the
Wait,
studio.
Are we going to do some advice questions? Like,
yes, we are.
I want to do like a scenario situation.
We got that. We got some Christmas stuff. And Nick, why don't you update this page with... until then, here, let's get through some Christmas stuff.
Wait, when a caller comes in, you're going to play Hotline Bling, right?
We are now.
Yeah, we are now. Hey, Paige.
Yeah.
While Austin's working on that, favorite Christmas movies. You obviously saw Austin and I argue several times.
Yeah.
Last winter about Christmas movies. How do you feel?
Okay. Well, I know as your girlfriend that you love a happy, lovely Christmas movie.
Yeah, I want to know how you feel. Not just me.
I know.
Not just when you're in the fire with me. Like, what you watch before me?
So my favorite Christmas movie is actually called The Family Stone.
I just watched it.
Did you?
Where the bitch dies.
Nope, not true.
Didn't she, the mom?
First of all, don't spoil
Yeah. Why would you call her the bitch dies? Yeah.
I meant
Diane
like
Keaton age. Is a legend.
That's I love right. it so much. And I kind of like, look like her. But. So fuck you, bro.
Yeah. It's one of the best
it's really
Christmas
good.
Movies.
Wait, we have to watch that together.
Oh my god,
so good.
You haven't seen it.
I haven't seen
Rachel
it
Rachel McAdams
years.
In that movie is so fire. And Luke Wilson is kind of like what I aspire to be. Like what we should all aspire to be at family functions where you're just like, I'm just chilling, man.
I would say that you guys very much in your own ways have his personality.
I want it so badly. I want
Where's
to be Luke Wilson
in
The Family Stone.
Where is we need a new applause because I don't really like this one.
The reason
great.
I love that movie is because I wholeheartedly identify with Rachel McAdams' character, and my mom fully identifies with Diane Keaton.
So, like, you would make the visitor or the girlfriend, you'd be like, fuck you.
I've done it, and I'll do it again.
Wait, can someone read me in on this? Because I haven't
so
seen this in a while.
So, basically, it's a family, and...
No, I get it, but, like, what are you guys talking about?
The same thing you're talking about.
Yeah, The Family Stone. It's the best Christmas
Who
movie ever.
Fuck off.
Rachel McAdams is the sister. And basically the brothers.
Tells Sarah Jessica Parker to fuck off the whole time. It's
like
really funny.
Sarah Jessica as the brother's girlfriend comes in and is like, I don't care what you think of me. And Rachel McAdams is like, sure you do.
No,
like,
that's exactly what she says to her face.
Look how big Paige is smiling.
To her
She's
face.
Like, oh,
she goes,
of
I don't care what you
do.
Yes, she did. It's so good.
And when that line played, my mom looked at me and goes, that's you. And I go, I felt it.
I felt it too when
that,
you just said it.
I would
Craig,
say,
quit turning us down, you motherfucker.
Stop.
I'm, not,
I would
I'm
say,
watching because it doesn't matter how it sounds in your headphones, it's how it's being recorded. I'm
I would say that
numbers.
And Four Christmases.
We just watched that with
this
my family.
Child is a blessing to the both of us.
I will swaddle this baby.
Unfit mother. Give me this Vince child. Bond.
Also on my famous people list. Yeah,
forgive her because she knows what she does.
Wait, Austin. Austin, you know that Vince Vaughn is on her famous person's list.
He's cool. High up there. He cool. Is high up there. I think it's cool, there.
Too. Vince would like, bang you like a drum.
Maybe oh, you sorry. Really respect personality and humor.
I do.
Over.
And why should I do. Not love I will me? Say, I don't Craig, understand. You are my hottest boyfriend I've ever had. I go for personality, but you are the hottest.
I don't know how to.
Was that
did a. Did you understand that?
Yeah, I heard it.
What was that?
She said that you have no personality, but you're hot.
Wait, are you two, like, vibing? What is happening right now?
What you can't see is that Paige and I are making side eyes.
What you can maybe see is that I'm okay with whatever you just said. I'm going through something.
No, you're not, dude. No, you are not at all. And no, that's just, what's beautiful is that you two are fucking amazing. I love you both.
I love it. Wait, okay, so that's a good one. That's a good one to put on the list. Obviously,
Vince Vaughn. Okay, okay, hold on. Holiday. She has to say, oh, sorry, Family Stone. Well, I thought we were talking about people we'd bang.
Oh, yeah, go for it. Sorry, people, who's the three on your like celebrity list that you want to bang?
No. Let's not go through them all. I think that was good to kind of like Vaughn. Pick okay. One yeah, and then Vince we'll like Vaughn go through another one.
And I think if I was thinking about it, I'd just say Margot Robbie if she was playing a girl from Wolf of Wall Street.
But she's so unattainable,
Craig. Only because of that accent.
She's so unattainable. Oh, I hate Jordan. It. Oh, Paige, why do I hate
it? I love it. I
God,
love
Craig
it so
loves Jersey
you woke
trash.
Up Skyla.
Austin or someone was like, what's your type, Craig? And I said, Jersey trash, like Paige. And she was like, I'm not from Jersey.
I'm not from all, but
what
I'm from
what did you think in that moment?
Albany.
You're like, wait, Craig likes me?
I
can I have a straw for this?
Oh,
my God, you sound just like her.
New fantasy unlocked.
Craig, tonight, Craig's like, talk to me like Michael Robert.
Oh, fuck. I thought
I'm going to pretend that I'm going home and then like coming through the back door and listen to her just talk.
The,
like,
you and the squirrels?
Like, I'll just start scratching on the door and they'll be like,
wait, like, this is the squirrels? I'll be like, no, this is awesome.
And then she's gonna be like, oh, Craig, oh, yeah, you want a straw?
You
want
to be my friend?
You want to be my friend?
Guys, aren't you married?
We're not going to be just friends.
Baby, you sound just like her.
I know. It's kind of sickening.
Yeah. Well, you know this is how you talk for now.
Do you know what? I've never been on a jet ski.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. Craig, what is one of your, like, okay, Margot Robbie, duh, the male population thinks she's fucking a 12. And, like, you know, don't say, like, so, fucking,
no,
I don't know.
I'll give you a regular one and then a weird
please.
One.
Yeah, please. No,
Nick Chunez is my ultimate, like, if I, like, had to pick one person in show business. So,
once
like,
again, did you give her a Z? Mila Kunis?
Yeah, he did.
I don't know.
Mila Kunis.
I don't know how to talk. I like the girl from the newsroom and Office Christmas.
The girl from the newsroom.
Jennifer Aniston.
No, that's a different show.
That's a morning show.
The girl on Holiday Christmas Party. The one with, like, the quarterback.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers' ex-girlfriend who is dating
Olivia
John Mulaney.
Like her.
Olivia Munn. No, John Mulaney was married.
John Mulaney?
Yeah, kind of a fucked up story.
John Mulaney was
like,
married
on
for
double dates with them
for
with
a
partner.
While.
What about the guy who was on Jungle Cruise?
Who the fuck
is that?
Obviously not The Rock. Dill Hole. Sorry, that was like a Mila Kunis thing, you know, from that 70s show.
Wait, Jackie is okay. My boyfriend in high school would literally only liked me because I was Jackie from that 70s show.
What was the guy? It was John Krasinski's wife's brother on fucking the movie.
Yeah, we need that button.
Definitely. How do you not have that, Craig?
It's my first week.
This podcast is a sham. You're a liar and a cheat.
That's my first one. That's my favorite thing. I had to go to a college funeral. Unfortunately, we lost one of my best friends in college. And we went to
what
my
a way
friend.
To change the vibe. God damn it.
I know, but this is where liar and a cheat came from. And we were all staying at my friend's
no, it
house.
It came from a movie.
And I was
I
like,
think.
We need a drink. And he was like, you're not drinking in my house. And then my buddy yelled at this story
stupid.
Is stupid.
No, you know, because I've been hanging out with Craig so much, now when something happens, I go.
Horrors. I drink Jaeger and Rebel Vodkas. And fucking,
I get everyone Jaeger shots at the bar now.
I skirt all my responsibilities. I am just like.
Okay, so, all right, we'll answer this one thing, then move on. The Holiday or Love Actually. And you can give us your reasons why. I don't give a fuck. Either way. I
bullshit.
Okay. I'm going to say The Holiday because Love Actually is a certain type of structured movie where there's all little different stories. I don't like movies like that.
Like Valentine's Day.
Okay, yeah, I don't like that. Yeah, okay. I like one plot.
To do with like some of the couples not getting
together. Not at all. It has nothing to do with like the plots of each of the characters' storylines. It's more,
it's
I don't like many different things.
My favorite line of Austin's is, you know what? In the uncut version of Frozen, Craig.
Elsa never plays with her.
Elsa never plays with Anna, Craig. Elsa. She never plays with Anna.
And then he said Nemo died.
Yeah, they never build a snow.
But Elsa never playing with Anna is the best.
They never build a snowman, and guess what? Nemo's dead. And that
was the night. I think that was the night that I was like, I love Craig.
Really?
Yeah. One of.
Well.
Okay. We'll go with that. All right. Things. Let's run through these break questions real quick, and then we'll go to advice. Things happy and sad to leave behind in 2021. I don't know if I have an answer to that. I've never believed in the year changing.
This is good.
As, like,
this is good.
Thing.
Do you know this that I still have the mentality that the year starts in September when school started?
That's weird.
That's like that meme where it's like, do you ever wake up from like a dope ass nap and you're like, I missed the school bus, and you're like, wait, I'm 35 years old.
Does that?
I don't like the school bus.
She has school nightmares still.
I do too. Are you kidding me? That I missed my final.
You know the girl trying to hook up with me in my dream the other night, Paige? So Paige has really bad dreams about me. Mine was a girl that I have not seen since middle school, which I don't know what I've been taking before, but we were on a school bus and she was like, hey, just touch me. And I was like, I can't. I have a girlfriend. And I was like trying to run off the bus to find you. But I was like, I haven't seen this girl and
still hasn't uploaded, bro.
We have no service in here.
What are you looking forward to in the new year? I am going to be lame about this, but it's not lame. I'm excited to travel with Paige on a non-filming, whatever. We have a month or two that we can travel without filming.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's super fun. Cool.
You're going to be with us for most of the fucking trips.
I was going to say, every trip Austin's probably going to be on.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, here's our
love you.
Here's a real one. Dating long distance tips.
Oh, I get this a lot on Giggly Squad.
Austin, tell her what you said to me the other day.
Give me a hint.
Does it not drive you fucking insane?
Oh, okay.
Because Austin's a very, like, he needs, like, personal, but he likes personal conduct.
Yeah.
Affection. And Craig's response is really funny, too. And I'm gonna tell you his response. Because I thought that I was pandering to Craig, and then Craig kind of hit me with his response. So, Craig said that he was going to come and see you basically, like, on Friday night. Mm-hmm. But then we had to film something like on Saturday. So then he couldn't come until Saturday afternoon. And I texted him and I was like, that would drive me nuts if I couldn't like see my person when I wanted to see them.
Yeah.
And then Craig's response was like, I know that would drive you nuts. I was like, okay, first off, fuck you. I was trying to like say that it would drive you nuts too, but that's your response.
Okay, that's actually a great point because before I got into a long distance relationship, that was my thought. I was like, I'm so needy as a girlfriend for like physical touch. It's going to annoy me that like if I just want to come over, I can't just come over.
Right. So you said for the first little while, you're saying?
No, I'm saying like before I got into a long distance relationship, that was always my mindset.
Right.
And then Craig and I started dating and you can't compare our long distance to other relationships long distance. We're on the same coast. We don't have a regular 9-to-5. I really can come down here whenever I want. But I actually love long distance. I think long distance
makes the heart grow fonder kind of thing.
Kind of, because I love being alone. There's certain TV shows I want to watch.
But it's also because we have the flexibility to travel to see each other.
Right, I said that.
And then, yeah, I think that's one way that we don't have to like...
I would say...
I love it too, but if I did want to see, like you said the other day, I just got on a plane and came and saw you.
I will say to whoever asked, my number one tip for long distance is from the jump, you have to have a plan of a certain amount of days is the cutoff of when you won't see each other. So like if you live opposite coasts and your plan is we will see each other once a month, you have to stick to that. I think it has to be structured. And that's the only way to make
relationship makes a lot of sense though. Cause I was about to say like, you have to like be able to trust each other and all that stuff. And mm-hmm. we do, but like we did long distance for 3.5 months before we were dating. Like, I don't know. I guess I don't know how to explain our shit.
I think our long distance is very different compared to other people.
She just kind of explained it kind of well, to be honest, in the sense that it's like some nights she likes to, like, you know, sit there and be like, hey, I want to watch my,
I want to watch crime show
or sure. Yeah. Sure. She wants to watch like, you know, Housewives and so you guys have, and coming from someone who is, a third party, like they have seen each other so much over the past, you know, few months, so much where sometimes I'm like, Craig, you just left her and she's coming like, you know, 24 hours later. But like, you do get,
you know,
those
my real
brief reprieves and Paige is saying that's important right now.
This is my real tip is that you should figure out how to have, and Paige, you can cut this or not. You have to have a sexual relationship with like, sexting. You have to learn how to sext.
Yeah. I've said sexting, this on my podcast.
Okay, cool. This is why it works.
Yeah.
Sexting is the only way to have that long distance relationship is if you can still have a sexual relationship even when you're hundreds or thousands of miles away.
I've had girls write in and say, I've never sexted my boyfriend. And I have said, your relationship will not last.
No.
It's very important. Even if and when we live in the same city or the same home, I want to be somewhere and you text me, I can't wait till you get home because this is X, Y, and Z is what I'm going to do. I think that is like, an everlasting thing in a relationship.
And send it to you and be like, this is hot.
Can I read y'all's text messages real quick?
It's not appropriate. This is a family show.
Bet not.
Okay, here's the honest, truthful, and why have a podcast if you can't be truthful. This is why Paige and I's long distance works. Is that when we're apart, it doesn't feel that we're that apart because we can still turn each other on and we're open about like, I mean, so we had someone write in last week being like, I don't want my boyfriend watching porn. And I was like, well, that's just silly. Like,
I think that's silly. I think that might be an age thing. We're also doing a long distance relationship. We're also doing a long distance relationship at 33 and 29. I think it's very different than doing a long distance relationship in your early 20s or mid 20s.
And I think, like you've said this before, it's a great way to find out what like each other like and stuff. It's an icebreaker.
I had a girlfriend call me recently who's been in a very long relationship, and we were talking about girl stuff. Like, we were talking about your
God
sex,
knows what that means.
Your sex life with your significant other. And I think, and I'm being very open and honest and candid, I think like watching porn with each other opens like a communication wavelength of being like, what do you like? What turns you on? Or like, I really like this, without even really having to talk about it. It's like you're clicking videos and like, oh, that turns me on. And then it opens the door for
and
like
in
other things.
World with like, we can pick up our cell phone and like our connection isn't as like long distance now doesn't mean what it did.
No.
A long time.
We're not writing letters.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's something. Damn, Craig. That would be so hard. Imagine trying like a newfound love where your heart's just like pounding through your chest and you can't see them until the time that you have like been like, I'll see you on Saturday at 9 p.m. at so-and-so's party. Like, what?
I think imagine it builds it up. I think it makes it better.
Imagine that whole week that you're just like, oh my God.
Because remember when you were in high school and you were like, I'm going to see her at the dance I can't wait. And then you get to the dance and you're like,
See, I wasn't.
It's like they like could have come wearing rags, and you'd be like, "Oh my God!"
Okay, Austin. So now you,
it's a man here.
No, because this is fun. The fun part of our podcast is Austin and I are opposite on nearly everything, except enjoying life.
Mm-hmm.
So ask us, like, tell us your challenge with like what we did the last few months, or like what you would have known or wanted to know. Like, could you have?
Wait, can I say what I think about Austin?
Oh boy.
I would love for you to say.
Not in general. No, but I feel like you are the type of boyfriend or the type of guy to find a girl, you really like her, and then it's excess. Like, you want to see her all the time. You want to see her all the time. You want to hang out with her all the time. You want to do everything with her. Then you get to a certain point where you're like, I've done everything with you. And like, I don't want to hang out with you anymore. And now I'm bored. Please, long distance.
Get out of my head.
Long distance actually prolongs that initial feeling of like, I can't wait to fucking pull up to that restaurant and see them there.
I'm not going to lie that sometimes when we start to see each other, and I know you knew too, if I'm laying on your couch all day for 3 days, you don't have to worry if I'm ever going to leave, because you're like, he has a flight on Thursday.
Yeah. There's no pressure.
When you were here, like, there's no, that's the thing. It's not like, oh, is she just never going to leave? Like,
it takes out a lot of awkwardness in the beginning, which I think ends up bonding you.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, what Paige said is certainly what I have done.
But because I've done that too, that's why I can like recognize it. That's how I am.
And now, I mean, just kind of growing and learning and seeing things that I do and don't like and what I do and don't want to be. And I definitely do not try to like overindulge immediately.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, I still want to see the person.
It's hard.
No, it's very hard not to. It's like, you want to see the person all the time. You want to talk to the person all the time. You want to be texting, but sometimes it's good to just like, and like, I'm telling myself this, like, Austin, do not do, you know, like, you don't have to overload. You don't have to overload immediately.
I also think you two are similar in the fact that you like girls who, whether you know it or not, you actually really like girls who are very independent and who can kind of tell you like, well, yeah, you can do that, but I'm going to do this. And you like that. I think long distance actually perpetuated that in us. Like, you realize, like, okay,
I have to take care of you.
Yeah, you were like, okay, well, she's actually not coming because she has to be in New York for 4 days.
I think that I would be with taking care of someone, but you living your own life is awesome.
It takes a lot of pressure off of you.
What do you think?
And that, so the independence, of course, but that compounded with a woman who will not roll over, right?
Yeah.
And like, that's, you know, goes hand in hand with independence. It's like, I'm going to tell you when you're wrong.
Because people talk,
that is a turn on.
Girls and guys talk about like equality in a relationship. And like, I feel like guys say they want it, but they don't actually want it. And then when it's happening, you enjoy it. Like, you guys want to be in charge, but then once a girl comes in and is like, well, no, this is actually what I'm doing with my life. And you can either
Austin loves that.
You do too, whether or not you admit it or not, but that's what we are.
That's true. When you said that you were just going to start designing the house, I was like, okay, that's fine. Well, that's good. And also, like, write in more questions about long distance, because those are we'll be honest to you about them. Austin, how are the new beers going? Just quickly, if you want, tell everyone. Not quickly. I don't know why I said that. Austin, tell everyone about your new beers.
If you
want
to promote your damn self, here's your time.
Hey, Austin, just real quick.
This is your time to shine. You have 30 seconds.
What is this, your fucking podcast too?
You have 30 seconds until he plays a song.
Okay, how about this? No, Austin, tell everyone the story though. Like, oh shit, did you hit that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I did,
because you're a dick. Okay. And I already know what things work and you don't.
That's actually one of the coolest, smartest things he's ever done. But like, no, and like, that was brilliant. I don't even remember him. But look, from the first day that I came and tasted your beer for the first time with you. And I said, just tell the story.
Yeah. So I'm going to make it interesting. I promise you, because I'm feeling it today. I finished this bottle of Whispering Angel and I'm on a beer right now. So I'm feeling very, very fine. And kind of what happened, and y'all are going to see this on Southern Charm this year, is Craig came with me to taste the very first beer that I ever had made. And Craig was with me, and Craig does not like IPAs. He likes a lager, right? And he was there to taste it. And so I just recently came out with a wheat and a lager, and Craig was like, Craig might have been the very first or one of the very first people to taste it.
I did. I was.
And it was just a really cool, like, full circle moment to, like, I popped a beer for Craig and I was like, taste this and tell me what you think. I came out with two new beers. It took me a long time to do so, but it feels
very good. Your packaging is adorable.
Thank you very much, Paige, because
Yeah, I will say, I came home from Winter House and I had a Trop Hop crop top on, as one does.
Yes.
No
and
way.
My dad said, he obviously like didn't know what it was. Yeah. He just saw Trop Hop and he thought it was immediately something sexual that his daughter was wearing. Yep. And was like, what is that? Take it off. And I was like, this is Austin's beer. Yeah. And he was like, oh, okay, fine. Yeah.
What's your dad's name?
Gary.
Do you think he loves Gary. Him through me now or just through seeing him on TV? Or now that he knows me, it's like,
Not
Austin
to offend
more?
You, but I don't think my dad thinks about Austin ever.
No, you're just asking him questions me. About the beer.
This was a year ago, and I said my friend Austin's beer. I don't think that registered in my dad's brain.
Enough. That was sweet enough for me.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you meant like now.
No, if I call my dad now and said my friend Austin, he'd say who? Yeah,
that's
who?
Not true. Yeah, yeah. That's not true. Him and I are boys, and he knows my boys.
Oh my God, all of a sudden, Craig
no,
and
I'm
Gary
not kidding.
Like,
my dad and here. Craig are boys. I've never had a boyfriend that my dad has ever liked. And him
Austin,
and Craig text.
Austin, she said that he would, like, if the boyfriend was leaving, like at the end of the trip, he would just walk into his room and not say bye. But we hugged. Austin's not listening to me anymore.
I am listening to you.
Anyway. Yeah, my dad has never taken a boyfriend seriously. He's always thought I've been like playing pretend and like, yeah, let Paige do it what she wants.
But now I have to deal with your mom, who's like, I love your parents, obviously, you know that, but she's tough on me. And like, as soon as I'm like,
she's a tough
get a little
girl.
Loose, and I'm like, yeah, like,
she's like,
hey mom, and she's like, I am not your mom. Shut up.
You're here on a technicality.
Yeah, you were. did I tell you what they said? I didn't really get to tell you, Austin.
Who's they?
So Paige's dad and I, like, this is a funny story. So I got a little too loose on Thanksgiving.
Be funny, Craig.
I got a little too loose. So I was saying Mr. DeSorbo and...
Yeah, same thing. It's better.
All right, so... We go up to Paige's for Thanksgiving, and I'm saying Mr. DeSorbo, Mrs. DeSorbo. Apparently, I was saying it wrong the whole time. Who knows? So we get to Thanksgiving dinner, and me and her dad are just hitting it off, having fun. And the plan was to fry a turkey, and he kind of took over the frying of the turkey, like, duties.
Because we left.
Yeah,
we left. See ya.
So at the table, I go, Gary, is this your first turkey? And Paige's brother
called him by his first name.
I called Paige's dad by her first name. Everyone thought I was talking to like her brother Gary, and then they saw I was looking at like Big Gary, and they were like, "That's Mr. DeSorbo to you." And I was like, "Oh my God!" And I freaked out because I was kind of drunk, and I texted Paige, but she didn't have her like phone looking. And I was like,
me.
"I just blew everything." I literally looked at her dad and was like, hey, Gary, this your first turkey you fried? And, like, everyone was like, what the fuck?
He was like, and you're going to be the second turkey I fried.
Yeah, but my dad has very similar humor to you guys, where, like, he will joke with you by insulting you and, like, calling you out and being like, you're a fucking asshole. But, so he thought it was funny, but he
has a full-on accent?
No, not too bad. No, we're Albany. We're not Jersey.
I remember seeing him on Watch What Happens Live, but I'm like trying to remember what his accent, if anything, was.
I don't think, I mean, we're upstate New York.
So then Mr. Gary, I called him Mr. Gary after that. I was like, Mr. Gary.
Don't call him his last name because you don't know what it is.
Mr. Gary and I just hit it off. Like, he got me soppressata, like these like Italian meats I liked. It was great. But then Miss DeSorbo, which she will be Miss DeSorbo to me. And
well, it's Mrs.
It's Mrs.
I'm
Powell.
Miss.
Powell. She is.
Oh my God. I can't even get that right.
Craig.
I'm just going to be like Paige's mom. I was talking about how, because Paige and her brother have always wanted to turn the basement into a movie theater. And I was like, oh, my brother and I have always wanted my parents to get a hot tub, but my mom thinks they're gross. And her mom looks me straight in the eyes and goes, I figured you'd think hot tubs were gross now, too. Oh,
after Winter House.
Oh, I get it.
And I looked at my mom and I was like, is this bitch? Is
which one is it? I forgot.
I think it's blue. Yeah. I my mom has a great way of being in a conversation, and I picked up on this at probably around age 9, that she will be in a conversation with someone and she will be low-key insulting you. And people won't really realize until they walk away from the conversation. So there were a few times where she said some things to Craig and I looked at her from like the side of my eye and was like, I really like this guy, so reel it the fuck in.
I love it.
And then and she called me after Thanksgiving and she goes, hey, just want to let you know we really, really do like Craig. Dad, you know, he let it all out there. He really likes him. He told him he really liked him. I don't want him to feel so comfortable. And I want him to know we like him, but I don't want him to mess up.
There you go.
And I said,
and
Mom.
I love that.
That is classic.
And I love that.
That is classic parents holding the boyfriend's feet to the fire. Yeah. And they're not going to relent.
It was pretty funny.
You're
it
not a part great. Of the family yet, Craig. Okay? Oh, they want you to know.
And it was on like the last day of our trip. And I was like, oh, okay. I don't know what to say right now. And she's like, yeah, just be sure. You know,
you know what? I have mad respect for the DeSorbos. Mad respect.
Oh, God. I don't even think your parents know I can't say their name yet. Okay, so we are going to go into fan questions, which I know Paige is excited about, and Austin and I are always excited about.
But it's always good to have a female perspective on these, and it's going to be great.
I want to even read the ones from last week, but you already touched on it. Okay, so first fan question. Actually, we're going to take a quick break before getting into the questions for me to get yelled at by Miss DeSorbo, and we'll be right back, guys. Welcome back to Pillows and Beer with my bestie, Alson Kroll, and Miss Paige DeSorbo, which now I doubt if I even say my girlfriend's name right anymore. All right, first fan question, and we love these, so keep sending them in. It is the boys. At pillowsandbeer.com.
Oh, that's cute. That's isn't so it, cute. It is cute. Yeah.
The boys. Pillows and beer or N?
And.
Yeah. The boys at pillows and beer.
How'd you guys come up with the name for your podcast?
I don't know. I'm going to let you guess. I'm going to let you guess. I'm going to let you guess.
No. I get it that's both of your things and I love it and it's cute, but was that the first one or like did you have other options?
No. Honestly, when we first did our lives and I was told and I'm going to give Craig props on this because I was totally fine with the whole thing, like, you know, Pillow Talk. I was like, Pillow Talk is funny and like it makes sense because, like, you know, Craig and I are talking about.
I feel like so done.
One of us,
yeah, so done before that.
And then
it's never been done.
And then Craig, was like, "Well, that's like too focused on one, so let's just do the whole thing."
Yeah, I didn't want it to be.
And it literally was just like, let's not overcomplicate things. Let's just name it Craig Does Pillows and I Do Beer Pillows. And
I love it. And the picture that comes up for your podcast, like on Apple, is very cute.
And the thing about that, too, is that when we were in the Bahamas, I'm not going to go into everything, Craig, but when we went to this one bar in the Bahamas, I just kind of had this vision in my head. I was like, because Craig was like, we drink Whispering Angel at this bar. And that's what we do. We drink like 9 bottles, you know, in a sitting.
It was awesome.
With like, you know, 12 of us, of course, like a bunch of us there. And I was like,
9 bottles for 12 of us.
Okay, fine. It was like 9 bottles for like 5 of us. And we
for like
would,
2 of you.
Sure. No, we were the group that day.
And I was like, Craig, that pier over there is so dope. And what we're going to do is we're going to take this bottle and you're going to jump on my back and we're going to take like a funny picture.
It's very, like you can see both of your personalities.
That pier got destroyed in Hurricane Dorian too. So like that's not even there.
You with all the uplifting news this podcast.
I know. Damn, Craig.
I'm just saying it's like very memorable.
Just like say it was a great day.
Do we all have dark sides to us?
No, you have a particular
like, remember when that got destroyed in the tsunami of 07? Jesus.
All right, so let's go to fan questions. I'll just read them down. I'm not going to sort through them. We are moving to Charleston.
Don't.
At the beginning of the year,
far away,
and went to know the spots to meet couples in their early 30s. Oh, wait, is this a swingers cup?
Move to Daniel Island.
Oh, my God. We know if they are.
We know all the restaurants you've talked about in Shem Creek, but are there places to look out for, what golf courses, beaches, etc.? To meet people in their 30s, that sounds like an Ion question or.
Okay, so Paige.
Yeah, I know about it. I know about it.
You did?
Yeah.
No.
We've gone to a key party or two.
I've asked questions.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
No, I've asked all the questions.
Okay, so Ion is just like, for people that don't know, and maybe Paige knows but doesn't know, but it's not just that it's like a meeting couples in the 30s or whatever, but this community, when you drive through it, it's so cool in the sense that like all of a sudden you're driving through this neighborhood and then there's like a tavern on the left. You're like, what? And then there's like a bakery on the right. And then there's like a bookshop. And you're like, and it's all within the community, which
is
super
strange. I drove through it the first time and I said, this is like a town that a movie would be shot on. This is adorable. Yes. Craig goes, well, there's swingers here.
Okay. And
Square Onion is, there's nothing wrong with that.
And I said, look up real estate in this town.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. But Square Onion is my favorite.
Okay, Ion. Right,
it's Ion. Cute.
Super guys, cute.
Are they legitimately swingers, though?
I don't know.
If you're moving, no, they're just saying we're moving to Charleston.
No, not them. Is Ion legitimately swingers?
That's the rumor around.
Yeah, got it. And the same thing with Daniel Island, but is that like a fact of life?
Daniel Island is like where you go if you have kids and you still want to swing.
I get it when people in New York ship their kids off to camp for the summer. Long Island goes crazy.
Really?
All the parents on Long Island go nuts.
Would you ever send our kids to camp?
No.
No, I wouldn't.
I've never been. I wasn't a camp kid.
Of course.
See, I lived on the beach, though. So my mom is a school teacher, so she got our whole summer off. She took me to the beach every day. And my brother.
Yeah, my mom wanted me to be a teacher.
What do you mean, of course? Where'd you go to camp?
There was this camp called...
Camp Arrowhead.
I know. I like wanted to think of something funny, like
band camp.
Camp for the misguided children of
troubled youth.
Yeah. It was called
I wouldn't send my kids to camp because I didn't go to camp and I went one time and I hated it. And I just
here we go. All right, there's a really good one. All right, we're just gonna go in order. Hey Austin and Craig.
Hi.
Pseudo page. My ex-girlfriend got me on to you guys back in season 3. Need some guy advice. Just found out that one of the girls I'm hooking up with is getting me a gift. We haven't had the talk, so I'm afraid that if I get her a gift, she will think of it more. However, I do not want to be mean and have her get me something, but her not get anything. What would you do? Well, I think that's kind of silly. If she's getting you something, then... Oh, no, actually, I'm going to let you guys weigh in on this.
All right, I'll go first.
I'll
go first.
It depends on your intentions.
This is one of the girls that he's hooking up with. Mm-hmm. And one of the girls got him a gift.
Yes.
You know, it certainly depends on the message that you're trying to send her. And it clearly seems like you're not trying to send her the message of like, hey, you're my girl and I'm exclusively seeing you. So, I mean, God, at the expense of making myself sound like a scumbag, it's just like...
If you don't intend to date this person, do not buy her a gift.
That's right. That's right. I'll leave it at that.
Because you're just lengthening out this like process before you ghost her. That's what it sounds like to me.
Oh, my God. Aaron bought me a gift, and it was like, now I can't wait to...
If this is a three-week girl or a month girl, then... I don't want to say it's her fault for getting you a gift, but like, regardless of her gift, if you don't have intentions of dating this girl, do not buy her a gift. That's my thing. Don't buy, like, who cares if she bought you
something? But is he accepting her gift?
Who cares? I'm saying, like, if you buy her something, you're sending so many more mixed messages than you are by accepting that gift. Also, how do you reject a gift?
Well, you don't
flick it, and they're like, take the box from them and launch it over.
You say like, I can't accept this. I feel like we're not at that level,
baby. It sounds like we're talking about someone.
No, I don't know.
No, well, you do know.
Who would have the balls? Your advice?
Yeah,
I have a story.
Yes,
I was hanging out with a guy for a couple months.
His name wasn't Craig.
No, this was before Craig.
I'm gonna break something.
Valentine's was rolling around, and in my head, I thought, damn, this guy's absolutely going to get me a gift for Valentine's Day. We've been hooking up for 3 months. Like, I know he's going to get me something. So I went out and got him something. He also told me he was getting me something. Valentine's Day rolls around.
Did you want him to get you something?
I thought he was going to get me something small. Because it was like Valentine's Day, it was like stupid, but we were spending it together.
Right, Craig?
Nice.
Got loser. Your dick for
yeah, loser.
The mics picked it up. Okay. So Valentine's Day rolls around and I present my gift thinking I'm getting his gift back. This motherfucker never actually got me a gift. Just told me that he was.
Paige, so, like, I would you love on? To mm-hmm. see your face after you got a guy a gift and he didn't give you one back. You'd be like,
I got him a very nice Kith.
What did you get
sweatshirt,
him?
$200 sweatshirt. Oh. Swaggy as fuck. This guy wears it to this day.
I'm
I've
sure
seen it
he
on Instagram.
Does.
And I was baffled. I was taken back and I was like, oh, maybe I thought this was something different than it was.
Gave him a gift and he just didn't hand you anything back?
No. Nothing. Nothing.
I'm surprised you spoke to him ever again.
I look at gifts differently because if I like someone, I'm getting you a gift because, like, oh, I saw this. I thought of
you. But
you
didn't like him. You were only doing it because you thought
he was
getting
me one.
All right. So give some advice to those girls in their young 20s. That, like,
don't get guys anything ever unless you are their actual girlfriend. For Valentine's Day, you shouldn't even be giving a guy a single thing. Maybe a card.
I don't think girls should give guys anything on Valentine's Day.
I don't think so either.
Except.
But if she is getting you something, she likes you. I saw it. If she's getting you something, she really likes you. So I would say don't get her something, but then have a conversation on why you didn't.
That holiday is something that would put a guy in power. Girls shouldn't. I just don't think girls should be getting guys presents on Valentine's Day.
I don't think so either.
Okay, so let's answer the question though. What do you think he should do?
I think before it's only December.
No. This girl is gonna give. No, they're talking about Christmas.
Oh, baby. Christmas.
So this girl's about to get him a Christmas present. One of the girls he's hooking up with. I say you do. If you get her a gift, you're only more leading her on. I think your gift to her would be like,
I think
we're not going to date.
Before she gives it to you, you say that.
Yeah, like we're
like,
going
look,
home
I think
for
you
Christmas
think this
break.
Is something different. I'm like not at that stage
see,
yet.
Did you ever have the balls to say that, Austin? I was a big ghoster before ghost was a term. I just was like, you knew why you were with me. I was a rebound guy for 3 weeks and that was it. This isn't going to be anything more than 3 weeks.
You are what's wrong. Like
I have,
single men.
I have no idea what you just said. So I think that what we said and what Paige said is that Paige, you're so right. Do not buy a man a gift. Okay.
No.
The man in this situation, if he buys her a gift, that is the ultimate
it's
lead
leading
on.
Her on.
That is the
it's
ultimate lead on.
Yeah.
And you're obviously just going to hurt this girl because it sounds like she's not number one on your roster. It sounds like she might be right. Like number three or four.
Number one on your roster. Buy her something really nice.
Yeah, buy her
or
something
not
thoughtful.
Expensive, but
thoughtful.
Yeah. Like, remember her favorite flowers or... No, I don't like
flowers. What are my favorite
Craig,
flowers?
That is crazy.
Craig, what are my
I
favorite?
I can't say it because I've kept a list of the things that Paige has randomly said for the last 4 months
and
about
what
shit
are Paige's
she wants.
Favorite flowers.
Here, I'm going to give away one of your presents.
What okay. are Paige's favorite flowers?
I don't know. Peony.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've
Everyone
kept
out
a
there,
list.
Send flowers to at Paige DeSorbo. Yeah. Peony's
flowers. No, sometimes she gets flowers and she's like, thank you so much, Craig. I'm like, no, that wasn't me.
Do you know I had someone do that to me? Really? I got flowers from a guy and I texted another guy and I said, thank you so much for these flowers. And he said, And he said, you're welcome. And then I realized it was from someone else.
In my time?
And three guesses who I used to do that with. They'd be like, oh, thanks for the flowers. And I'd be like,
who are you getting flowers from?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody
I will
answer.
Give you guys a spoiler because she got me a penguin. This doesn't compare to that, but we were walking around in Target one day, Paige and I, and she saw, and this is really stupid, but she was like, she saw a waffle maker and was like, I've always wanted a waffle maker.
Oh, fuck, Craig, stop talking.
I want to tell everyone.
You got me a waffle maker?
Yeah, because this is the tips I'm going to tell everyone. Start a note on your phone, and when your girlfriend says these random little things, like, okay, Paige can obviously afford a fucking, like, $60 waffle maker, but she just has never bought it for herself. And so she said it, and I started a note on my phone, back in like September or October, and I was like,
you could have just given me the note and I would have been happy.
I know, babe, but like that's the small, like,
yeah,
those are the weird things that, like, and she said a few other things over the months that I'm not going to give away, but yeah, so like a waffle maker. I was like, yes, like,
yeah,
you know, definitely. People
have always wanted
can buy
maker.
Whatever they want. Like Paige can buy whatever she wants, but she's always wanted a waffle maker. And in my head, I was like, then why the fuck have you bought one?
This Valentine's Day guy was, I always wanted an air fryer. He said he was getting it for me and he never got it.
Paige, I don't want to hear about the Valentine's Day.
This guy sounds like he's a real loser.
Yeah.
He's actually a really nice guy.
Fuck.
I hope he's doing well.
You know what?
What are all these...
I
want to
hang out with him.
You would actually really like him. He's very funny. I
think that's what he's doing now. He's killing me, bro.
I'm going to start a podcast with him.
Paige, I don't want...
Baby, thank you for my waffle maker. I love it.
No, I'm getting in return.
Craig, but I want waffles, too. Just give it to me.
Come over for breakfast.
You can come over.
We'll do.
All right. Y'all recently discussed weddings and size. There was an article out about couples downsizing their weddings that got postponed during the pandemic. We are doing that. How do you go about uninviting 100 plus people?
Oh,
so that means they had already sent their invites out and then they have to, you know, here's my answer. I think because I'm a part of two of these weddings and I know that I'm not invited to the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what? Okay, I'll just tell you. One was Lala and Randall, which for multiple reasons I'm not invited. But I knew I wasn't invited.
You can speculate why.
And Stassi and Bo. I was invited.
Wait, man, what happened between Lala and Randall?
So
you're not going.
You gotta have. She's the next girl you have on your podcast. So,
well, we have had her.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, we have. But I want her again.
Yeah, you need her now.
So Stassi and Bo are a good example. I'm friends with them. I saw them in LA recently.
Mm-hmm.
I was invited to their big wedding, like out at Lake Como or whatever in like Italy. I knew that once COVID happened, unless I received a new invitation to their new wedding, that I wasn't invited anymore.
Yeah.
So I'd say that any fucking mature person
knows
that, like, unless you receive an invite to the new wedding, you're not
invited.
Fucking going.
That happened to me too. And it was one of my girlfriends from college or from high school. And I didn't bat an eye.
No, it just makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to have people give you shit. Like, I just had a friend of mine, like, he acts like a catty little bitch. And I, like, it was stupid, which I can't wait to tell Austin about this later.
I feel like weddings are so different now. It's
Austin, what's your take on it? If you don't get invited to the new after COVID wedding, do you assume, like, if you got invited to the wedding before COVID, do you assume that you're invited to the after COVID wedding? I didn't. I was like, I have to put in 3 more years of friendship to these people to get invited again.
Man alive.
Austin doesn't even remember he got the first invite.
He's like, I didn't have my assistant yet. It wasn't on my calendar.
Unless I'm in your wedding party.
I don't give a shit.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Sorry, what was the question?
So the question was, how do you go about uninviting 100 plus people? I don't think you uninvite them. Here, this is what I would do. Your wedding in
Fake
Rome.
Your death. Yeah. Go abroad and get married and then come back and act like you got rescued from sea like you're, fucking Tom Hanks. Like,
there's so many questions, though. Does she have a new date? Does she have a new venue?
Here's the thing. Your invite, we were supposed to get married last year and you were invited to, is done. Yeah, it's null
over.
And done.
Yeah.
All you say is that now I'm inviting.
You don't say anything.
Yeah.
If you don't get a new invite to the new wedding,
you don't
come to the wedding.
No.
Hey, I'm sorry you didn't get to come to the wedding that never happened. That's it. I mean, no, you don't say that. I'm just saying, like, you have their invite on the wall.
Whoever contacts you and says, hey, I realize you didn't invite me to your, like, post-COVID wedding and has like does a stink about it, unfriend them in real life on social media.
But let's give them constructive, because this question's, I respect this question. A constructive answer for me would be you send out new invites.
Yep.
That's it. And the people that get the new invites to the new wedding come to your wedding and that's
it. And you don't say shit to the other people.
Because look, if Bo and Stassi never invited me to their new wedding, I would never say a fucking word about it.
No one has that nerve.
Man, that would have been really fun.
But damn. And then you move on with your day.
Yeah, because you have your own life to live.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if DJ and Paulina invite us? No,
we don't. Well, that's different. We're going to that.
Yeah, we're going.
I'm sorry.
Before Craig and I even started dating, I was like, coming. Yeah, I said to Paulina, I was like, I'm coming.
Okay, for that like, if you break up with me, I'm not
deny me this pleasure in life.
I will dress up as a servant. And I will serve you crab cakes.
And I will be there.
All right. So these next four questions are really good. So we're going to take a quick break real quick. And then we're going to come back, answer these next four questions, and be done with part two.
I love how Craig is talking himself through every, and we're going to be done, I think.
And on the top 100 today.
Yeah. We have Wait by Kid LAROI.
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
Vermont, still Vermont.
Definitely. Individuals other than Kyle.
Craig
and Austin. Brothers forever.
Dancing on the tables.
Mousetrap.
Best duos ever.
I think that is in the front running for our podcast, Craig. Because
yeah, that's good.
I miss you. Hi, Craig. Why don't you read a question?
All right, question four. Random question. Because they're not all random. Do you like to be the big spoon or the little spoon while cuddling? This is awesome because it will affect all three
wait,
of us.
Wait, what's
in this
that? Wait, before we do this, what's that rap song where like the beginning of it is like, we got a caller on line number one, and it's like Chris Brown or something? That should be the song before you do.
I
questions.
Know what you're talking about, but I will never remember that.
Maybe it's like Juel Santana.
Jewels.
No. North Carolina.
Wrong. That's Petey Pablo, pal.
Take your shirt off. Twist it around your neck.
That's Petey Pablo.
Like Petey Pobs. Jewel Santana played Warrior. Oh, man. Warrior.
Was Petey Pablo
two?
The one that was like, yeah, gasolina, manana, gasolina?
That's the Macarena.
That was the Macarena.
Yeah, that was the
no,
Macarena.
Gasolina.
No, gasolina.
Oh, and my gasolina. What did I do? You, I combined two songs.
And I'm my gasolina.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm
yeah,
my gasolina.
Right. I did that. Hey, yeah, gasolina. That is what I did.
All right, here. I'll start off then.
True.
I do not like being the big spoon other than the girl that I love. And making her feel like happy and comforted. The thing is that I sleep on the left side of the bed.
Fuck you.
So my right arm is always going to go fucking dead, and I absolutely fucking hate it. So unfortunately, like Paige will have me come over to hug her.
I hug you way more in the middle of the night.
Oh my god, this is so sweet. Yeah. And I can feel her get so like excited. She'll go limp, comfortable, and be like, "Craig's here." And unfortunately, in my head, I'm like.
But I'm uncomfortable.
This is only this is lasting.
This is short-lived.
And as soon as I think she falls asleep, I have to somehow maneuver my body away from her, which she's like, oh.
I actually, as the girl, love being the big spoon.
Really?
And
yeah,
I
actually think
in
it's
the
very
morning,
comfortable.
I feel her come over.
Yeah.
And she just
it's
wraps
only in
her
the morning.
Body around me, and I'm like.
I'm a big spoon morning
I'll,
girl.
I'll grab her right arm, and I'll be like,
so
oh.
Like if Craig is not facing you, you're like.
During
and you go over
sleep,
and you,
during sleep yeah. hours, we're on opposite
we're really
sides.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're sleeping.
That's
we're,
what normal people do.
Yeah, normal people.
Yeah.
So
in
we're
the
about
morning.
Falling asleep
and if you
morning.
Fall asleep and,
falling
and you wake up on top of your partner, then
grow up.
Grow up.
Yeah, that's the first time you had
get
sex.
A therapist.
Or,
you virgin.
Yeah. Fucking nerd.
Or like you wake up and you're like, get off me. Like, I mean, like.
No, there are times where I'm like, I'm hot.
Yeah.
Get the fuck off.
No,
me.
Seriously.
Sleep
and that's
yeah.
what happens naturally. It's like, it's really see, nice at first.
He and sleeps hot.
And I do.
She is like
I do
having
too.
My,
I do
my thermostat is set lower when she's here than when she's not because my
Satan
bedroom
has arrived.
I like to be the big.
But what do you do with your arm? You never have like a baseball injury and you're like younger?
Like, well, what like you what you do is that normally. I like for it to be my right arm that's underneath. and
right.
around and which, up.
Yes.
Up. And like it's on
the up is key.
Yeah. Up. Thank you. Jeez.
Yeah, Christ. But then you just sit there with your elbow.
No, that's entirely true.
It's up like this.
Yes, it's up like this. And then what you can do is you can grab the hand and you can hold it.
Oh, Craig.
Shut up.
Come on, you never do that.
And that is.
And then you're double. Yeah, you're double.
Absolutely. Yeah. Then you can have the key, or sorry, then you can have the hand like right around like, you know, the boob area and then one above the pillow area. Yep. And then you're like double hold it, double hand hold.
Double hold.
Boom.
Your okay, mother. But how long do you
boom,
hold
you're
it?
Pregnant.
Okay, but yeah, and boom.
And boom goes the dynamite, you're pregnant.
And what should we name them? Yeah, right. You don't even tell your pregnant.
Memento cheese.
Come on over.
And yeah, and how long do you hold it? How long do you hold it? How long do you hold it?
15 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say.
Yeah, 15 minutes.
I swear to God, I was about to say 15 minutes.
Okay, if you put a time on it, then it's great.
Do you want to know something 15 minutes. So gross and like in no. love? We fall asleep a lot facing each other.
That's cute. That's shit.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And then you can like, you know, baboon kiss each other.
And then it's like, okay, see ya.
But Paige doesn't like a lot of foot play, which
no,
I hate feet. But my out for cuddling is touching feet. So like I'll move my foot over or my leg. You've started to like put your leg over mine. But I'll like touch her feet so that I don't have to like put
no,
my arm
no, you'll be on
you.
The other side of the bed and you'll just throw your arm over like, hey, I'm still here. And you'll like,
you like
hold
that,
my thigh.
Yeah.
I like that.
You like when I'm touching you.
But yeah, but I don't like when you're hugging me.
I will say that. What was I going to say?
Good question.
It's all different. Sometimes I'm big. Sometimes I'm little.
Oh, this is what I would say. Isn't it really fun when you find someone that fits your shape? Austin, you know what I'm saying about this?
Yeah.
Like, we've cuddled with a lot of people in our lives. Earmuffs. Earmuffs, Paige.
Who?
When you find someone that just fits into your arms, like your head, instead of, like, being next to your head, goes on your chest. And so that your arm doesn't have to stick up in the air. It goes around her, like, neck to her shoulders. And now she's cuddling on her chest.
I think that,
like,
has nothing to do with bodies. I think that has everything to do with just connection.
Pheromones.
Yeah.
Such a pheromone thing. Okay.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to say this word for a minute. And
yeah.
Paige just kind of said it.
Yeah.
It gave me the segue to say that, like, somebody's pheromones, like, clearly y'all's yeah. are, like, you know, I can't see them, you know, now. But it's, like, the pheromones,
yeah.
it's such a huge thing. It's like, you love their
yeah.
smell. You love their everything. You're like, ugh.
I have had boyfriends huge. Where I have been like, your smell, like when you get back from the gym, makes me disgusted.
Sure.
I don't want to cuddle with you in
bed.
You've
never smelled Craig's before because he's never been to the gym until just recently.
I will tell you something. One of our biggest text messages is me saying to Craig, I can't wait to fucking smell you. This weekend.
I love it.
Like, I'm obsessed with his smell.
Y'all are annoying.
That's actually
right
the
now,
most flattering thing that you say to me. But, like, I came home from the gym today and it was fine. But I do think that there's
wait,
a shape and,
hold
like,
on.
How you feel.
What happened? You came home from the gym today, Craig?
Craig got in the shower.
No.
And did you get in the shower too?
No. I'm a lady and
you
I'll
didn't.
Be treated as such.
Well, I
you
think you don't want to be treated as such. Something tells me.
You didn't ask why I was late to the gym.
Oh, God. Okay.
I want him to lift extra.
Because you're always late to the gym, Craig. That's
that
why.
No, not recently. You were saying that, and I was like, I'm never late to the gym. And then I did it. Anyway, okay. So as we come back, do you like being big spin or low spin?
Both.
I think.
Oh, my God. Are we still doing this?
No. I'm just saying to answer the question, I think it's fun to touch in bed, but you got to understand why the guy can't sleep there all night. Or the girl
yeah.
can't sleep there all night. Okay.
Next question, Craig.
If you send a girl. Wait, Nick, finish writing that out.
Yeah, right.
Been listening since episode one, since it's Christmas time. Who has been naughty and who has been nice?
Do you know that I have a conspiracy theory that we didn't go to the moon?
I think it's kind of accurate.
Think we went to
it's
the
not
moon.
Yours. It's a very well known.
No, but I didn't use. I mean, when I say mine, I mean I didn't used to believe that. Now I do. We didn't go to the moon. That's crazy.
Flag
wait,
is
do you
want
to be added to our conspiracy list? Phone
yes.
calls.
Yes. Yes.
So
immediately,
we got
yes.
Cameron, Spencer.
Call Spencer right now. Just call Spencer. Just fucking
because
call.
No way,
answers,
no way. We had a clear
just
signal.
Call Spencer,
what did
dude.
Say?
Just
what did
answers.
Say? I'm gonna say I'm
a clear go. Signal from moon to the to Earth. No,
him. No, we're calling Spencer right now. Fuck you. No.
We can't even get a text in Craig's attic.
Here he comes.
This is epic.
Yeah.
You always answer.
Yeah, this is epic. His headphones are dope.
We need, you guys have to prank phone call people.
Like, hey.
You can star 6-7. Prank phone call.
I want to know what he thinks about the moon landing.
Is Joe there? Joe Mama?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Is your refrigerator running?
Yeah, you got it.
0-4. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Spence!
Did Craig, we go to the moon?
Craig and Austin and Paige here. Paige is joining our list of not conspiracy theorists, but believers. And she doesn't think we went to the moon. I'd love to know what you think about this. We love you so much. Call us back. We're podcasting now. You and Heidi, love you. Bye.
To say what I really mean.
I bet he calls us back.
I think we've been to the moon since. I don't think we went when they said we went.
It was a fight with Russia. It was a race. And there was a whole TV show.
And there was not a clear signal from the moon to our televisions. In what year is it? In the 60s?
Yeah, I don't know how the transmission worked.
Yeah, it did. I can't even send a text in this from this room right now. So
all of a sudden we didn't go to the moon.
Yeah, we didn't.
Listen, the fact that the flag was waving, wasn't it?
And there's no atmosphere.
Ooh, Craig.
Ooh,
I mean, you guys
Craig.
All know.
Yeah, we all know that.
I think we were there, and then we faked a video.
Yeah.
Instead of showing the real video, we were there. You see this shit? Like, Transformers were back there.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Wait, this is funny. Conspiracy. If you propose to Paige, what color diamond would she be? I don't even know what that question
color?
Is.
What are you or talking about? You it's a goddamn diamond.
No, I don't want a color.
Bunch of color.
Oh, fuck.
I don't even know. We talked about this today.
Yeah, we did. I don't know much about diamonds.
She thinks my mom's ring is cool as fuck.
Yeah, I do. I'd love your mom's ring.
Anyway, Austin doesn't give a fuck.
No, I don't. But the listeners,
do you not care about my future engagement ring?
Listen, I definitely do. And I want you all to talk about it.
No, you don't, because we're going to end up in the store together.
Just talk about it.
You and I are going to be like, I'm going to be like, Austin, what the fuck?
I already know what's going
to
happen.
Like, I don't want to pick.
Craig's going to text me from there.
And I'm literally going to sit back.
You'll never be asked. And I will gather information about what you like and what you don't like.
That's what I'm going to do too. I'm going to be like,
I do not believe in the girl picking out her engagement.
I don't either.
And I don't believe.
But please call someone.
I will ask you questions like I did today.
Oh, you know, he's going to call Sierra and Amanda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because they wouldn't be able to keep it quiet. Like,
yes, they would.
No, they wouldn't.
Yes, they would. Who you don't call is my mom. She won't keep it quiet.
This is who I would ask is Cameron. I would ask Cameron. I would ask Cameron.
It's a good one.
And I would say, like, but I'm going to take notes from what you say, like today and stuff. That's cool. And then I thought that was.
We're talking about my engagement ring.
I know.
No, and then
Austin,
I would ask
focus.
Cameron.
Cool. Sorry, I was looking at his arm. You're right. I'm sorry.
Nick, I'm surprised I'm you don't have any more guest questions, but Spencer would have killed it.
Look. And then look.
The one we were just...
Guys, this is so much fun. Thank you so much for having me on your pod.
Paige,
even though Craig was nervous to ask me.
I think you're worth money, right? You're valuable, and I didn't want to use you as a free asset.
Oh, bitch, I'm worth money.
I dare you to ask Craig how much he thinks you're worth.
How much do you think I'm worth, Craig?
Come on to our podcast.
What?
Craig, don't answer this question. It's a lose-fucking-lose, dude.
Lose-lose.
Oh, my God.
I would have paid you a couple of grand to come on.
Oh my God, Paige, he only put you at a couple of grand.
To come on a podcast, yeah.
Yes, to come on a podcast, I would give
But
you
I don't get paid to go on podcasts.
I know, baby, but okay. Well, guys, it was a pleasure having Paige here. You'll probably hear her again soon. Yes. Next week.
Paige, thank you so much.
Paige, it's
great.
And Austin with Pillows and Beer, we love you so much.
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.